Episode 980, Leave Your Excuses Behind.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a blessed weekend. It is Saturday. What does that mean? It is Relationship Builders, and we're talking marriage today. Leave your excuses behind. I wonder what that could mean. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. I love Saturdays. I love every day. It's a blessing to wake up knowing that we have another opportunity to serve. And today it's about relationships. Leave your excuses behind. If you want to grow your marriage, if you want to strengthen your relationship, if you want to deepen your love, you can't have excuses. You got to leave your excuses behind. Nothing kills a relationship faster than complaining and groaning about everything. I'm sure you're thinking of a situation right now. Doesn't matter your schedule, doesn't matter your activities, your deadlines at work. If it isn't the way you want it, you fuss. You argue, you whine, you withdraw. Leave your excuses behind. Why? Well, because they are simply excuses. The reasons or explanations of what you do not want. It's the premise to justify. And what does justifying accomplish? Well, it accomplishes what? You. It pumps up your ego. It's all about you. Your bag of excuses are all about you. Has nothing to do with really maybe what's happening in your life. But it's all about, well, Y-O-U. In a relationship, you got to remember, it's a two-way street. So if you really want to honor your husband, honor your wife, you have to leave your excuses behind. If you choose not to, you're shutting out the other person. So what does that mean? What does it look like? I know a lot of us in life, we just kind of live our life and we don't think about what we say. We don't think about what we do. It's just actions. And those actions are not actions that are proactive. They are reactive. And that's what happens with excuses. We have these bags of, well, okay, I can use this, like busy. I'm busy. Someone comes up to you and says, can you do this for me? Can you come and fill in for me? And you say, well, I would really love to. Thank you so much for thinking about me, but I am so busy. I don't even know that I'm going to be able to do the other things that I have on my list today. And in actuality, you have nothing on your list today. Okay, but we use that, right? So busy is an excuse. Maybe your work is an excuse. Maybe you use your children as an excuse, and you could even use your hubby as an excuse. Why? Because we don't want to use the word no. No is a full sentence. Now that's for another episode. But seriously, we feel like we have to justify everything, do we? Not everybody knows our story. Not everybody knows your story, right? And what you have going on in your life, in your season. Sometimes it's a no because it's a no. That's all. There's really no reason to it. Maybe you just want to sit at home and do nothing. Is there anything wrong with sitting home and doing absolutely nothing except maybe drinking your favorite drink, whether it's hot cocoa or a espresso a la mode, whatever majigger thing that you like to drink, or a glass of water or wine? Is there anything wrong with that? But for some reason, we have to pull another excuse out of our bag. Oh, I think I've got to go, you know, I got to go pick up my daughter. And then I think they're having a sleepover. And I really don't know. You have to evaluate how you communicate in your marriage because a lot of us are communicating out of our bags of excuses. That's how we're living our life. And it goes along the lines of this. Let me paint you a picture. Think about how you communicate, the tone of your conversation. What do you sound like? I know for me, one of the revelations that I had is that, yeah, my voice can be very piercing. It can cut through like a very sharp knife. And if I have the right words with that, it's more like a dagger. And where does that dagger go? Directly to the heart. And what happens if I keep using that same, the same words, the same tone over and over and over and over and over again? It tears up the heart. So you got to think about the tone of your conversation. What do you sound like? Another one, the words you use to communicate. If you were to sit here and keep track, and actually, you know, you can do that. I'll tell you that in a minute. If you were to sit here and keep track of the certain words that you use over and over and over again, are they more piercing or are they more comforting? Do they have an edge to them that it's all about you? Like, well, if this doesn't work for me, if you won't do this for me, and it has that underlining, you know, meaning, maybe we need to rethink it. Because then it leads you to the body language. And the body language is not the body language as in, okay, if you stand with your arms crossed, then that means you are pushing someone away. Yes, it has something to do with that, but we're not going to go into great detail. But ultimately, it's the actions of the body in conjunction with your words. So it's a dual sword there, a double-edged sword. It's like, oh, man. So when you combine it all together, you're either going to be really great or you're going to be doing really bad. And sometimes we find that happy medium. And that happy medium is usually our bags of excuses. And it becomes our real life, how we function. So now that you have an idea of communication and not necessarily how to carry on a conversation, how to communicate, because that is for another episode, it's hard to really dive deep into this because there's a lot of different avenues. And so I want to encourage you, if any of this is resonating with you and you're like, oh my gosh, I am truly living out of my bag of excuses, I can't escape them, then right here and now I'm going to tell you, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. Let's talk. It's my free gift to you. It's a free coaching call. No strings attached. I promise. It's truly me working with you specifically on what you need. And if you've been living out of bags of excuses, here I keep trying to say it over and over again, you begin fumbling through life, tripping over everything. Nothing makes sense because it's only the bag of excuses that makes sense. You know, do you really want to play Santa Claus all year round with your bag of excuses? I mean, maybe you look cute in a little Santa outfit, but not so much with the bag attached to you because it weighs you down. And when that happens, divorce happens. When that happens, separation happens. When that happens, you have children who lose a father or lose a mother emotionally, physically. Life changes. It shifts. Now, if that's something that you like and that we enjoy, and I don't think most people would say, yeah, I enjoy it. We don't. It's more than uncomfortable. Until you've gone through that situation, it's almost hard to find the right words because those words are very personal. But when you live out of your bag of excuses, who is that serving? It's not serving your marriage, and it's definitely not serving you, except that it might be serving your ego. So now that you have this general idea of communication, the tone, the words, and the body language within your marriage, you can now begin to figure out, are your excuses real or are they make-believe? That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Real or make-believe? Now, you've got to understand these bags of excuses that you're carrying around. And some of you may be only carrying one. And that one bag may weigh about 1,000 tons. But some of you are carrying 1, 2, 3, and 4 bags. And each of them weighs equivalent to an elephant. That's a lot of tons. And you wonder why people are so unhappy. I went to our football game yesterday. And I enjoy it. I worked the concession stand and then came back up. It was band night. It was awesome. And I loved to people watch. And I was sitting on the highest part of the stands that you can get. So I was on the very top. And I'm looking down. Again, we're small school, so it's not that big. But I'm looking down, and I'm just watching people. And as I watch one situation, I see a mom interacting with her two young children. Two girls are just absolutely precious, and daddy there and making sure and keeping them safe, and her having conversation, that they're having conversation together, and she's smiling. And there's just this, you know, cohesiveness between the four of them. And then I turn and just go just a little bit over. And there's another situation going on. A wife who truly feels like she has to own her space. She sits down boldly and makes sure that everything and everybody around her knows that no one is going to be sitting anywhere close to her. That's her body language. Then she continues with her words, attacking her husband, which is basically two people over from where she is. And you can just see the growl in her eyes without anything being said. But when she does open up her mouth, it comes from a place of hate and anger. And I'm sitting here going, I've got two totally different families here. Which are you? Are you living out of bags and bags and bags of excuses? And just trying to figure out, I don't know, maybe just barely getting through life because it's all about me. I want my space. You're not doing this for me, then I'm not going to do it for you. An eye for an eye. Or is it this nice, cohesive compromise? I want to work with you. Well, in order to get to that part, the cohesiveness, you've got to leave your excuses behind. And in order to do that, you have to understand if they're real or make-believe. So let's break down what I mean by real or make-believe. Real is based on fact. It is what it is. Make-believe is justification. It's all about you or me, right? It's the ego, the me-go. I got it. It's me. That's make-believe. Now, if you're doing real, which is fact, then you have this simple life. And it may not always be ideal, but it is what it is. And there's no exaggeration. But make-believe is confusion. You don't know what's going on. You're Alice in Wonderland. You know, you peek in, you're curious, you fall into the rabbit hole, and the problem is you keep getting lost and you can't get out. It's make-believe. Now you're like, okay, that sounds all great, but what does it really mean? Because it's a little confusing, real versus make-believe. Well, real is real. It's fact. It stands on its own. So let me give you an example. We don't have enough time to spend together. I don't know what it is. You know, my hubby and I, we don't have enough time to really spend together. Is that really the case? Because I hear that excuse all the time. We're just so busy. Are you really? Because if you were to take a moment and look at the facts of things, maybe you could actually not go out every Friday with your girlfriends. Oh, but I need that, you know. Well, do you really need that? Or do you want your husband and have him a part of your life? Because really, why did you get married? Because over time, you're pushing him away. You may not realize that, but that's what's happening. And so in your mind, you're like, oh, no, but I need this. I'm too busy. So I, you know, because I've got my girlfriends here, and then I go out and I volunteer here, and then I do this at the school here, and then I've got work here. And it's just what? It comes all out of the bag of excuses. That's where it comes from. Because it's make-believe. When really, if you were to sit down and prioritize and look at your calendar, oh, my goodness, you have 2 hours. On Thursday night, nothing is scheduled. Why isn't it scheduled? We always have something scheduled there. No, actually, you don't. You're just used to picking up these little excuses. In reality, though, the real part, it's not happening. So are you Alice in Wonderland or are you here in real life? That's really what you're looking at with your excuses. A lot of people talk about sex, intimacy. No, and we're not going to go into details about that, but I want to use this as an example. You know, we're not intimate enough. The hubby wants one thing, the wife wants the other. We can't figure out this compromise as to what should and shouldn't be done. Well, that's probably also a lot of other underlining things happening in the marriage, but that's also for another episode. Because you got to remember, everything works together. When we're talking about relationship building, it's building a foundation. And this is part of your foundation, your communication. If you're leaving a make-believe, that means you're trying to force someone to make believe what you want them to. It's a justification. Make-believe. Come on, make-believe that this is what it is, when really it's not. So the sex thing, yeah. The intimacy thing, yeah. Maybe for some, you want it all the time. For others, I'd be okay if it was only a couple times. Not a big deal. But the problem is you don't talk about it. So then what happens? Hubby wants to come home and it's Friday. It's the weekend. Let's get a little frisky. And mama's saying, don't want it. And so when, you know, good old pa there walks in the door and he's all ready. Kids are out playing, you know. And then ma's sitting there all tied up, tight in a blanket, arms folded crossed. Legs, everything turned away from him. What does that say? Oh, welcome home. Glad to see you. It's the weekend. I cannot wait to spend time with you. I don't think so. All it says is, not right now. I'm a little too busy. It's your bag of excuses. Now, you might be saying some of this is a little far-fetched. Or you might be saying this is hitting too close to home. What is it for you? Are you playing Alice in Wonderland? Is it make-believe? Is it the justification? Is it the ego? Or is it real? Are you saying, you know what? This really is what it looks like. It is what it is. We don't like it. We want to change it. So what does that look like? Whoa, game changer. But you have to realize that. Real or make-believe? Which do you choose? You know, marriage is important. And none of us like to ask the tough questions. Like, if you're going to play in your bag of excuses all the time and you're going to be like make-believe and that works for you, then why in the heck did you get married? For convenience, you didn't want to be alone. It's just the thing to do. It's, oh, well, I guess if I want to have some things, it's required of me because that's what God wants me to do. I mean, seriously, ask these questions. Because when you begin to ask these really, really tough questions that none of us and no one is talking about, that's when things shift in your marriage. And it's usually for the better. Because you can begin to work through things. That's when you've hit real. Are you ready to hit that for your marriage? Hey, I'm here for you. Click on the link, take aim. I would love to come beside you if you need some help with this. No, I don't have it down perfect, but I know I've been there and I've also been on the other side. And I would like to help you with that. So click on the link, take aim. That will begin our conversation. It's a free coaching call. I want you to think about over the weekend, going back to communication, the tone of the conversation, the words and the body language, the tone, the words, the body language, the tone, the words, the body language. What are you exhibiting majority of the time? Go back. Look at your text. I know you send your sweetheart text. Look at the words that you use. Look at the emojis that you use. Your emojis are like body language. Seriously. Think about it. Real or make-believe? You choose. Guess what? I love you. And I'm so glad that you spent the time with me today. Go out, not only search out what is going on if you're wanting real or make-believe. But it's time to leave your excuses behind. Get rid of the bag. You don't need it anymore. It's called baggage for a reason. Stop carrying it around. Leave it at God's feet today and go love on the gift that was given to you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.